You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been having a great show. We've had the folks on from Christie House. We've had Mike Mandichu. That guy absolutely rocks. I love that guy. I wish he was my kid. He's just amazing. And now we're going to be on with an old friend of mine. He is the man when it comes to real estate investing in the family office space. It's DJ Van Curen. He's the director of the Arsenal Family Office. It's a single family office. They're up in Boulder, Colorado. He has 25 years experience in real estate finance, investment banking, and fund management. I won't tell you about the big college from Boston that he graduated from, because then he wouldn't have anything to talk about. But before we get started, I want to give a shout out to the CCIMs. What a great Outlook conference they had again this year. Looking forward to going back next year. DJ Van Curen, director of the Arsenal Family Office. Welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me back on. You got me all excited. I've been listening to your radio show, and it's great to hear what you've got going on.
Isn't he an amazing guy? I got to say, because he's a young guy, that kid is just amazing. Every community needs somebody like that who is just puts his face on something and runs with it. He is just absolutely amazing. I love the guy. But let's talk about you. Let's talk about the Arsenal Family Office. What type of a real estate strategy do you typically implement, and how is that going to change, if at all, to address real estate opportunities in 2017?
Sure. So from a macro perspective, we invest based upon where we see we are in the cycle, and that's across all the various asset classes. Obviously, you know, multifamily is at a different place than maybe office or retail. And then once you dig down deeper, there's going to be certain markets. You know, Miami's going to be in a different part of the cycle compared to Denver or Dallas. And so we dig down into that as well. And so we take into consideration all the economics that drives those decisions to be made. So we're cyclical investors and contrarian investors as a whole.
So then tell me a market that you think is ripe for investment. I don't want you to necessarily give it all out your strategy, but tell me what you go through and what you think about.
Well, you know, we'll look at all the general information that a lot of people would look at, perhaps housing starts. We're going to look at demographics, which is going to be a big driver. We'll also look at what's happening in the local economy. And then also, where do we feel that they are in the cycle? So a lot of the work that we do is in secondary, tertiary markets. And so, you know, one close to you guys is Orlando in the Florida area. So we're pretty bullish on Orlando and buying various assets. Another one is Columbus, Ohio. And then, you know, parts of Texas, just to name a few.
So then product type-wise, you know, a lot of people have been investing in multifamily, Texas, Florida. Some people like to go up to the Midwest where they can get a better value in their mind's eye. So I had a meeting with a friend of mine that's a, you know, single family office down here, and they've been investing in multifamily, but he's decided that maybe it's time to go on a different track, maybe do some industrial, maybe do some retail. We can now say that industrial is the new retail. Maybe do some healthcare like our guys at AHT are funding. What are your thoughts about sector just generically based on overall demographics and what you've seen in the market?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you bring up multifamily, and the reason why is because that's the majority and the biggest asset class that a lot of families will talk about. And in fact, there was a report that came out from National Real Estate Investor that the majority, and this was close to 65% of the respondents for high net worth, wanted to get into the multifamily sector. And then it was behind that was industrial, medical office, and office, and then retail. And where we see that we are in the apartment cycle is actually it's time to harvest the process. We are sellers of multifamily. And you know, we feel that the cash flows are going to rapidly deteriorate, and actually distressed apartments are going to emerge in 2018, 2019. So, you know, we're net sellers. We're going to be waiting for a downturn. We do think there's going to be some type of a recession around 2019 is our estimate, and that's when we plan on, you know, starting to get back into the multifamily side. A couple of the other areas that we actually see some great opportunity is in the housing.
Right.
And I know that you do a great job providing loans for whether it's housing or condos. You're going to love what I'm about to say because, you know, the demand for housing is slowly recovering, you know, from the deep bottom, and supply is going to remain constrained, right, because most builders have been crushed. But home building and condos, we expect to grow very rapidly, about 15 to 30% a year. And so that gives us a lot of high growth. Margins are going to remain high and likely improve for the next 5 or 10 years. So we're all in, and we see about an 8 to 9 year run. And so our implication of that, we feel, is to, you know, build condos and housing. Now, that varies on market, obviously, because every market's different. But as a macro component, that is definitely what we feel on the housing side. And you're obviously a great source to help people enable to do that. The other thing that I will say is that you brought up some commercial. We're bullish on commercial. And that's because job growth remains strong, which creates demand. Supply is constrained, so rents are rising. And so we feel that there's opportunity there. So we're buying office, retail, industrial in the various markets.
Well, DJ, Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? Oh, we got plenty of time. So, DJ, tell me a little bit about the principal in your office. What his investment strategy is, how he accumulated his fortune. I think it's a great indication of how a family can manage its investment perspective through cycles.
Yeah, so he, our patriarch sold his yoga company about 30 years ago for about $1 million, and he's turned that into $500 million.
Not such a bad job.
It's not too bad. That's not too bad. He's averaged a 26% IRR on over 200 deals, and his philosophy is value add. Where is there an asset that you can actually add value to? Also, where are you in the economic cycles? And historically, real estate's ran about 18.5-year cycles, which means that, you know, we should see a downturn around 2019 for a couple years. We'll see additional growth for 6-7 years, and then we expect another recession around 2029, 2030. And so there's definitely opportunity. And, you know, one of the biggest things, Jim, that I think that he has that I think people need to take to heart is that his attitude is, if I can't get a 25% IRR, I won't even look at a deal. So his expectations are much higher than those that might say I'm okay with 12 to 15. And if you're an operator or you're looking for assets and you're really wanting to find value, I think you've got to raise that bar, but you also have to be able to stomach it to make sure that you're making a good decision, because, you know, the cycle can help people and it can hurt them, that we saw, you know, in the downturn.
So is there a way for other families to invest with you? Because I got to believe a lot of them will be seeking a risk-adjusted mid-20s return. I can't believe I just threw that out.
Up until about 6 months ago, it was only friends and family.
Right.
And we just started to allow families, if they wanted to co-invest, you know, because target returns are between 19 to 22, 23%. The great thing about that is it allows people to invest actually next to a patriarch in an area of where they created their wealth.
Wow.
And so, you know, we've got a... you know, about 10 families have decided to invest with us. We got a little bit of room left. But, you know, I've come to the conclusion, Jim, over the last year that the best place to invest if you're a family office is, you know, if you want to invest in widgets, find a family that created their wealth in widgets, see if you can co-invest with them. And not only is that a trend, but, you know, you've got somebody that's all in, which is an important thing to do or to have when you're an investor.
Well, I think I want to bring my family over there and invest with you guys too. Listen, it's time to take a break. DJ, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get some more information about co-investments with you and your family?
Sure. So they can email me at dvankeuren, that's D as in David, V-A-N-K-E-U-R-E-N, at realcapitalsolutions.com. That's D. Van Curen at realcapitalsolutions.com. Or they can call me direct at 303-533-1730. And, Jim, I want to thank you. You're doing a great job with everything that you're doing. And, you know, I support anybody that's looking to get some type of a loan or be helped out. You know, Jim's the person you definitely want to talk to.
Hey, listen, DJ, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and giving us your family's focus. I hope you'll come back again, oh, maybe in a few weeks when you close out your fund and make your first couple of acquisitions. I'd really like to hear about that. We'd really like to track you and this whole vibe through the cycle, because I know you're on top of everything.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure, DJ. I'll look forward to seeing you soon. Call me and come to us live in Miami, DJ. We need you here. Come where it's warm, buddy.
I'll actually be there the first week of February, so we'll make sure we get together.
I can't wait to see you, DJ. That's my man, DJ Van Curen. He's the big kahuna at the Arsenal family office. I'll admit it, the guy went to Harvard, but he's not one of those eggheads. He's really down to earth. He's a wonderful guy. I love that guy. Okay, Wanda, take it away. Our last segment, I'm going to talk a little mortgage, a little Vivian. It's going to be awesome. I may even elevate myself to the next world. You never know what's going to happen on the show next, but it will be great information you can use today. So Wanda, take it away, my dear.
If I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I